the Business on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Electric Ireland. Our business is understanding yours.
Good morning. Coming up, playing for profit at Celtic FC, how rudeness can be rewarding, and inside a Freakonomics mind. Contact us by text to 51551, by phone to 1850715150, email thebusiness@rte.ie, or tweet to @thebusinessrte. But first, it emerged this week that Permanent TSB is testing a new approach to some of its distressed mortgage holders. They're offering homeowners a chance to walk away debt-free if they sell their homes and pay off what they can. Well, our first guest is Wim Verbraeken, the new chief executive of KBC Bank, which is rebuilding its business in Ireland and, like other banks, faces its own issues with mortgage customers in arrears. You're very welcome to the programme, Wim. Firstly, that Permanent TSB initiative that was talked about, is that something you'd be interested in doing?
Well, good morning, Richard. Thank you for having me on the program and giving me the opportunity to speak about KBC's plans for Irish consumers. And to respond to your question about the permanent TSB plan, I'm not sure that the title above the article was covering the content, and I would leave it up to, obviously, Jeremy Masding of Permanent TSB to comment on the plans for his institution. My reading of the article was that this was a very considered way to deal with customers that were considered unsustainable, and essentially agree on a consensual approach for those people who would have to exit their homes ultimately. And so I don't think it is aligned with, for instance, the approach that AIB took a number of weeks and.
And what about KBC? Do you do debt write-offs?
Well, debt write-offs are not a formal part or part of our policies, but we are a very pragmatic institution. We deal with every case on its merits. We look very careful at the very specific conditions of our customers that are in financial difficulties, and we take into account their affordability, their ability to pay.
Well, let's say, for example, I think you've done very few repossessions. A lot of the banks have not done large repossessions yet.
To date,
but,
yes.
But if you had a situation where a number of your customers voluntarily handed in the keys and said, look, you know, we just can't do this anymore, would you pursue them for the leftover debt or would you write it off at that point? What have you been doing up to now?
Our main principle is that there is a contract agreed between the bank and the customer, and we expect every customer to repay the debt if he has the ability to do so, even the residual debt. And just to interject here that repossessions or forcing people out of their house is really the absolute last resort that we go to. We have a full suite of resolution options that is really suitable for the large majority of our customers that are in financial difficulty. So exits are really the last resort. And in all of these cases, we take a very pragmatic approach.
Does a pragmatic approach, Wim, do you think, include levels of compassion for the circumstances that people are in? Do you think that you show enough compassion?
I think we do. We have a very sophisticated arrangement to deal with customers who are in hardship, and we have these cases, and we've learned from experience to be very mindful of the various signals that we would pick up of distress and hardship, and we respond to that appropriately.
You've been working through the mortgage arrears, legacy issues, etc. How has that been going? You're offering solutions to people. How many of them are accepting those solutions and how many are saying nothing?
I think we have had a very good response to the proposal that we've made to our customers. You could say that we have dealt with about two-thirds of the contingent of all the customers that are have signaled to us that they are in financial distress or went into arrears over the last few years. And more than half of them have already accepted or we have concluded on the proposals that we made to them. So we are in very good shape in concluding that by year-end, which is our plan.
I read somewhere, I think you've got about 22,000 mortgage customers that are in some kind of arrears. If you don't get acceptances from you know, more than two-thirds of them for the solutions that you're putting to them, you could be looking at quite a lot of repossessions or voluntary handing in the keys in the future. Is that going to happen?
Well, let's be clear about it. For some customers, there will be no resolution option, reasonable option that will work for them. And so we will have to go to an exit. But in a large majority of cases to date, we have been able to find a consensual agreement with these customers. So yes, there will be an increase in exits, clearly, and I think we're not different from any other institution in the state on that, but we go about it in a very methodical, humane way.
One of the things that strikes me about KBC is that when you look at what's happened with the banking crash, Danske Bank, you know, have pretty much withdrawn. They lost a lot of money here, mainly on mortgages. Rabobank owned ACC. They've pulled right back. They've lost their shirts. KBC, you guys have lost a lot of money, but you say that you're sticking with it here. Why?
Yes, and I think it's testament to the vision of KBC Group, our parent, who's a very strong European financial institution, very profitable, has gone through its own crisis as a result of the troubles in 2007, 2008.
Surely they must be sick of Ireland. Back to Belgium and say, I need more money to invest in an expansion program, they say, I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear the word Dublin mentioned or mortgages or houses or Ireland.
They're very interested to know how we're doing, how well we're progressing with our plans, but they're also very supportive of our strategy to build a full-service bank and offer a credible alternative to Irish consumers. So very supportive because they see the opportunity in Ireland. They see the very positive demographic, and they see the very business-minded approach that the government is taking here in Ireland. So very much on the radar screen for further development in KBC Group.
But they've lost, I don't know, over a billion euro in the Irish market, would it be at this stage? Over a billion. I think your further loan losses dealing with the legacy issues would be somewhere between 200 and 300 million more this year and next year.
Yep.
Are they that confident that they can make so much money here in the future, they're going to get all that back?
They are. And we have to deal with the legacy, but the past is the past. And so we're all about looking forward in the future. And where the capital that they're investing now can produce the best return. And they see clearly a very great opportunity here in Ireland. We have a great team who is working very diligently in putting in place that full service bank. We're adding product services at a speed that is impressing our
group. Are you lending money? If I went into KBC in the morning, and I know that you're getting a lot of deposits and you're getting a lot of customer current accounts, but are you lending?
We're absolutely open for lending to retail customers. We have re-entered in earnest the mortgage market last year. We have a number of very attractive product features. So, yes, we are open for business, absolutely.
What percentage of applications for loans in KBC actually end up in a loan being given at the moment?
Right now, I think it is around 20-25%, depending on the market. But that is obviously, and has been written in the press about in recent days, it's not an issue of unwillingness to lend or having too stringent credit criteria. Obviously, we've learned from the crisis, and our underwriting criteria are much more based on affordability today than in the past. But there is really a supply issue in the market. People are coming to us, they get an approval in principle, but then they struggle to find the property that they had in mind.
One of the things to emerge this week was that RBS, which owns Ulster Bank, may look at selling off the Republic of Ireland operations there. You were quoted in a newspaper article about it, and you said, we're quite interested in how the landscape will evolve over time, and our strategists wouldn't be doing their job if they weren't studying various options. Does that mean you'd be interested in buying Ulster Bank?
Well, I can't comment on this matter. KBC has a policy of not adding to the speculation that is in train. But clearly, we're very interested. We've been in Ireland for 40 years. We plan to be here for many years to come. And so we have a great interest to see how this landscape evolves. And if we can play a role in that, obviously, we're interested.
So you think then if hypothetically it came on the market, you might be able to go back to Belgium and say, not only are we sticking with Ireland, guys, but I want to buy a bank there as well. And it would be seriously looked at despite having lost so much money here, for your parent company?
I think indeed KBC Group is very very motivated to make this a success in Ireland. Right now, our strategy is to build a light on foot retail bank with great products and services for our customers. But obviously, you always have to take into account what is happening in the banking landscape, and we're very, very much engaged in that.
Do you think banks have learned much or learned enough from the crisis?
I understand that obviously the banking profession has come into disrepute, and I think deservedly so, because of the excesses that occurred. And I think most of my colleagues and definitely within KBC Group, we have learned our lessons. We have taken steps and measures to avoid repetition of some of the things that happened pre the bust of that bubble, clearly. But obviously the banking profession is evolving. Customers are moving on. They indicate to us that they have now different expectations in how to deal with their bank, and we're responding to that too.
You were in Ireland before in the 1990s, and then you have come back since November, last November, as chief executive here. So during a lot of the really difficult days of the crisis here, you were outside of Ireland. Yeah. Were you aware of just how tough things were here for people and for customers of your bank?
Well, obviously, I had good insights in what Ireland was going through, because indeed I'd lived in Ireland during the Celtic Tiger years. And I was following mainly through the press, the international press, what was happening in Ireland. But it's only when you hit the ground here that you can really get a sense of the depth of the crisis. And it was quite a shock to me when you see the case files and you see the real statistics of how hard this crisis had hit the population in Ireland. But at the same time, I was encouraged by the sense of social coherence and cohesion in working out of that problem. And I think a lot of very good progress has been made since.
Your own background, you weren't a lifelong career banker. I think you were in the army before that. Do you think that's something that helps if there are people in senior levels in banking who haven't just been in banks their life?
Nobody's ever held my military background seriously against me. But it's probably true that I bring a different perspective and a different profile to banking. And I was working as an engineer, a troop commander in the army before I joined a bank. But I've been with KBC for the last 20 years. And while I was in the army, it's obviously all about the mission, the team, and not about individuals, their pursuit of glory or riches. And probably that I'm bringing that to the table also in banking within KBC. And it's to their credit, they're putting people with a different profile in positions of responsibility. But for me, it's all about working with the team, and I have a great team here in Ireland.
So you plan to make that team a lot bigger. The question is whether it would be through attaching yourselves to another bank or doing it on your own.
Well, I want to be clear. Today, my mandate is to make a success of KBC as it is, with its strategy, with its mandate to build out a full service bank. So nothing else is really on my agenda today.
Well, Wim Verbraeken, Chief Executive of KBC Bank in Ireland, thanks for joining us on the programme.
Thank you.